controversial My Health Record system has been dealt another blow over the weekend as two MPs spoke out against it. Liberal MP Tim Wilson said that people should be given a choice to enter the system, while Labor MP Pat Conroy didn't have confidence that the data wouldn't end up on the dark web. Concerns have also been raised about how the data will be used, with the possibility of hackers, third-party companies, or even insurance agencies obtaining and misusing the data. Kevin Suarez has the story.
It's been a week since the option to opt out of My Health Record was available, and now two MPs say the system should be changed back to opt in. The controversial medical system has raised concerns on how data will be managed, especially during a year where data theft and misuse has repeatedly hit the headlines. But do the benefits outweigh the risks? I asked Dr. Chris Moy, a general practitioner and member of South Australia's Australian Medical Association, how people can use this data if they choose to keep a My Health Record.
Currently, the My Health Record, people think it's this perfect record of everything that's ever happened before. No, all it is, it's really a online up registry, a secure online registry, where the current documents are already out there. So the same medical summaries, the discharge letters, pathology results, instead of being just stuck in my sort of general practice little computer, can also be posted up into this place where it can be held securely to be available at another time and place. If you have a loved one, for example, and this has happened to me before, who has ended up in a situation where a bad thing has happened to them or a risk of a very bad thing has happened to them because of a lack of information at the point of care at the other end, which some other doctor knew about, but it was because the information was stuck in that doctor's little box in their practice but wasn't available down at the emergency department. Now, I think people start to actually understand the balance of the decision. And so they need to work it out for themselves, and the My Health Record allows people to make that decision.
However, some are concerned with what people are signing up for with a My Health Record. Dr. Bernard Robertson-Dunn, the chair of the Health Committee at the Australian Privacy Foundation, has more.
People are not being informed about all the aspects of this My Health Record thing. The government propaganda is all about benefits. The brochures that they produce, which are available in doctor's surgeries and post offices, the propaganda on their website, all talk about benefits. There is nothing about costs, nothing about risks, and nothing about the consequences of having one of these things. Australians are not being fully informed about this system. The risks of having a centralised system and putting it on the internet, there is the possibility of hackers getting at it for whatever reason. There are all sorts of risks of incorrect data being put on the system, invalid data in that it belongs to somebody else. The accuracy of the data in My Health Record cannot be assured. And so there's many aspects of this system that people are not being told about. They're only being fed the benefits.
Dr. Moy says the protections placed on My Health Records means that hackers would have a tougher time gaining patients' personal information without them noticing.
It has not been hacked as yet. The level of security is about as high as it can be. But most importantly, what it has built into it is as far as an electronic health record, is protections which don't exist in pretty much any other sort of electronic health record that exists at the moment. They include things like the audit trail, the ability for an individual to set up an SMS whenever it's opened, extremely strong legislative penalties for people who misuse it, but also, most importantly, the ability for an individual to control the use. So they can either opt out or they can set up controls to block certain documents or set a PIN, so it will only open if they provide a PIN. So these sort of controls are not available on any other record.
While the government has made promises on what they will not be doing with the data, Dr. Robertson-Dunn says this may change in the future.
There is no guarantee that the laws and regulations around this system to do with security, selling the data, accessing the data, will remain in force without being changed over the next whatever period. Governments come and go. There is no way that this government can say, we will not sell data and have that last into the future. Another government can come along and sell the data.
As a result, he feels there needs to be a better alternative to the government's My Health Record that could win back the public's trust.
The The better solution would have been to provide access to GP's systems for patients and for other workers. That is where far more of the data lies, and to increase the interchange of information between healthcare systems, and the government is not involved at all. There are better ways of saving lives than My Health Record.
Dr. Bernard Robertson-Dunn, Chair of the Health Committee at the Australian Privacy Foundation, ending that report by Kevin Suarez.